Hey.
That's just how we're gonna start every episode.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you wanna do your story first or mine?
No, my huge disclaimer at the beginning of this. Even if you think you were okay with sensitive topics such as rape, torture, brutally being tortured and raped, prepare yourself.
For her story, not mine.
Yeah, for mine. Oh my god. Yeah, we're also changing it to where we do two stories, where I do a story and he does a story.
The worst thing that happens in mine is someone gets hanged.
Oh my, like 10 times worse. Also, mine's going to be really long, and I'm sorry.
So you want me to do mine first?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm doing the old Alton Bridge, also known as the Demon Goat Bridge thing.
The Goat Man's Bridge.
Yeah. So, there was this, it's a bridge, obviously, it's in the name. It's located somewhere in Texas, I don't know where, though.
Hold on, I'll look it up.
But it is famous because of a demonic goat man. And, the legend is that a black goat farmer and his family moved to a residence just north of the bridge. His name was Oscar Washburn.
Algorilly, Texas.
Okay.
You're welcome.
And he was known for being a very dependable and honest businessman. And the North Texans would call him Goat Man because he was a goat farmer. And he was successful, and a lot of people did not like him.
I mean, a lot of people don't like me either, but here we are.
And Klansmen, the KKK.
The Ku Klux Klan.
Yeah. And local government turned to violence after he displayed a sign on Alton Bridge, "This way to Goat Man's."
He was a goat farmer, right?
Yeah, he was a goat farmer. And people called him Goat Man.
Oh, well, I mean, you kind of gotta. I'm sorry, anybody who's a goat farmer, you kind of have to call Goat Man. It's a law.
At least you'll turn into a demonic demon.
Yeah.
After you die, so I mean. So in August 1938, the Klansmen crossed the bridge and kidnapped Washburn and his family. They hung a noose on Old Alton Bridge, and after securing it around his neck, threw him over the side. When they looked down to see if he had died, the noose was empty. In a panic, they returned to the family home and slaughtered his wife and children. Because that's what you do. You kill his family.
Yep.
People say that if you cross the bridge at night without headlights, you will be met on the other side by a goat, by the goat man. Ghostly figures and strange lights are said to appear in the surrounding woods. As well, reports of visitors being touched, grabbed, and rocks thrown at them.
Oh, fun. I've thrown so many rocks at people.
It might just be you then.
Yeah, it's just me. It's fine.
Just her.
It's just
I've
me.
Also heard, I've heard something about cults too being around there.
Yeah, they're cults.
Okay, well. Oh, there's also an alternative version of the ghost story. One being that it is actually haunted by the goat man's wife.
I have never heard of that one.
And another story blames the work of Satanists.
I mean, everybody blames Satanists, so it's fine.
Most versions of this tale tend to include a warning that knocking on the bridge three times on the trusses of the bridge runs the risk of bringing out the goat man. I don't know why, but that's a thing. Over the decades, there have been numerous alleged sightings of a ghost-like apparition with a goat head haunting the area. Some locals are seen to see glowing eyes staring at them on the bridge, while others have claimed to hear splashing in the creek directly below. I mean, that's not really that suspicious,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, that's not that scary.
I mean, you're gonna hear water splash. There could be animals or literally anything. That's not that scary, that part.
Oh my god, I'm sorry. I'm still sick, so.
And yeah, if you knock on the bridge 3 times at midnight, I guess, I don't know if it's supposed to be specific, but, or turn off your car lights and honk 3 times, it's 3 times in summons. Can you dare a visitation from the vengeful goat man? So terrifying.
Like, if you watch any videos about the Goatman's Bridge, there's like this thing you have to step up on. How are you going to drive a car across it?
I don't know. I watched BuzzFeed Unsolved go there.
Yeah, that's what I did too.
And it wasn't scary until they went into the woods and heard someone.
Yeah, I think there was like, I think there's like some stories of a satanic cult being out in the woods and performs like rituals on like and sacrifices woodland creatures.
I believe that 100%.
Yeah, but I don't know why like I rope it in with Satanists.
Like, you always have to rope in Satanists.
I know where you live.
Preceded by the stench of decaying flesh. That's nice.
Decaying flesh smells like death.
Man, thanks.
You're welcome.
Numerous reports tell of unholy glowing eyes that burn red from the darkness.
Okay, why can't Jesus have red glowing eyes? Why you gotta make it Satan? Like,
eerie glimpses of a large snarling goat-headed man beast stomping in the wooded shadows.
That could be.
Can you shut up? Or a frightening apparition of a manacled satyr carrying the heads of goat or humans in his hands. Lord, the terrifying encounters have reported vanishings have been so frequent as to warrant numerous investigations by paranormal groups. I was watching this one video on it, and they wanted us to believe that he was real because someone got thrown off camera. It wasn't caught on camera at all. But he said, oh, it just, wow. And another guy got choked on camera. You know, I believe in this kind of stuff, but him getting choked, I really don't.
Yeah, there's just like certain ghost shows that I refuse to believe because it's obviously fake.
But like, BuzzFeed Unsolved, I feel like, is real sometimes.
Yeah, I think that one's real because of Shane.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
What else was I gonna say? You made me forget. God dang it. Look what you did.
I'll do many horrible things. I'm sorry.
Some attribute the work of Satan is to open a portal for a hellspawn demon, while others say the Goatman's wife is eternally searching for her murdered children.
Okay, that just sounds like La Llorona.
Yeah, that's oh my literally God,
he was married to La Llorona.
Oh my god, it all connects.
It all comes back. Wasn't it like just completely different parts of the unit?
The goat man and her are married.
Oh my god. Oh my god, and the children are Chucky and Annabelle.
It all comes together now.
It all comes together.
But, like, I don't know if I... Oh, yeah, I remember. So, like, I remember a story I heard about, like, these people are, like, at the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
And they're, like, walking down it. And, like...
Like, down the bridge, like, across it, like, spiraling down into the water.
isn't there, like, a train track around there?
I think so.
Yeah, they were walking on... They were around there... They got onto the train track. I think the girl, because I think they're like a couple, she jumped off the bridge because I think they heard a train coming. But the guy couldn't move for some reason. And they say like, because they say like the demon goat like forced him to stay there and he got hit by the train.
Oh, that's fun. What am I
doing? Really
dying.
What?
My top 3 ways of dying.
Let's see if there's any other interesting things that I haven't already said. There's also another variation that predates the bridge itself in an account that may go back as far as the 1860s.
Was that the Salem witch trial?
1860s.
Or was that the 1600s? Hold on,
I think that,
it up.
Texas Troubles. Some Copper Canyon cowboys lynched a Creole slave goat herder named Jack Kendall from a tall creekside tree near where the bridge now stands. But ineptitude separated them. The runaway slave's head from his body. The slavers then watched in horror as the headless body raised itself from the creek bed mud, animated by voodoo, and ripped off the head of a nearby goat and replaced his own from the ding still dangling in the noose.
I
Okay.
want to see
No, that did not that is that's not a thing. That would if that happened, you know how much that would be in the news?
was this?
Like in the newspapers or
Yeah, but it
whatever.
was the 1800s. They didn't have paper.
I think pro
don't
What?
know. Also, the witch trials were in 1693.
That's great. But we're not talking about those right now. Regardless of the origin, gets told, old timers warn that knocking three times. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we're gonna go knock on it. Hold on.
I actually want to go there at
Yeah.
some point at night.
It will be my.
Since
It'll be.
the ghastly ghost goat man only spirits away those with the bloodlines of clansmen or slave owners into the woods for his terrible vengeance. So only if they're related at some point to slave owners.
I don't know my past, bro.
I really don't know of anyone in my family. So does that like, that's
I don't know.
interesting.
I know my family saved Jews in the Holocaust. That's all I know.
So does that mean mainly white people get killed?
That's
Just like only white people?
the
The goat only likes, well, actually hates white people. But like, can you blame him?
Yeah. White people,
Or her, depending on which story
they
is true.
don't assume the goat. The ghost gender.
You won't find the names of Oscar Washburn or Jack Kendall in any historical records. Most ghosts are given names because we need to feel like we can know them. Dang, that's I don't know. I guess that's it for mine.
You're done?
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm
Once I
prepared to do
finish.
mine.
I don't know if I'm prepared to do yours
Oh,
either.
good luck. Prepare
Even
yourself.
if, because if
I'm.
handle it,
If I can't handle it, can
like how
anybody
dead
else?
inside
I'd
you have
love
to
to catch
be.
Dahmer and Ted Bundy. Okay, so again, another disclaimer. Prepare yourself. This is
Wait, who's
rough,
it?
and there's a lot. It's a lot. It's just a lot. This is
I
the
have my
toy
drink
box killer.
out at any moment.
I don't know. Maybe along the lines you might a couple of times.
Hello.
But this is the toy box killer,
And the
aka David Parker Ray.
or
David
she, I don't
was.
know.
What? What?
Are you gonna say it?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can
Okay.
hear you.
I didn't hear what you said.
I said, do they kill children?
No.
Okay.
He was actually never convicted of a murder.
But then how did they know?
You'll find out.
They like find out after he died?
No, you'll
Okay.
find out. Okay.
All right, then.
So, David Parker Bay was raised by his grandparents after his extremely abusive and alcoholic father left the family.
Wait, hold on. Before we continue this, how come every murder has, like, some
tragic
kind
past
of
because
abusive or, like...
Just how it goes.
It's not just tragic past. It's mostly just their fathers not being very kind.
Actually,
people.
A lot of... Yeah, mothers. It's just most parent issues or the guardians. But that's some whole other psychological crap that I don't know a lot about.
My parents were mean time to murder people in the future.
I mean, what goes through my head when my mom speaks? No.
Okay, I'm just not gonna... Let's just go on.
His mother couldn't handle raising him and his sister alone, so he gave him up to the grandfather. His grandfather was extremely strict, and if he messed up and got in trouble, he would be beaten horribly. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
His childhood was not good. He was bullied and beaten at school badly. Most of the time, he was alone. Everyone beat him up in his life. So, like, everybody abused him. His sister one time found a lot of graphic porn when he was 13. Yes, his sister.
Wait, is there an age difference?
Yeah, I think, like, his sister was 7 when he was 10.
So she's 3, so she's 10 whenever he found... Was she the only one nice to him, or was she mean to him, too? You should know.
He had a huge love for bondage. BDSM. That never went away. When he was little, it only grew as he got older. It was said by one of his close friends that he boasted about his first murder being when he was still a teenager. He abducted a woman and tortured her. This was never proven. He became deeply involved in sadomasochism.
Sounds like a great guy.
Sadomasochism is a sexual interest in pain, but is also really bad. It's not like BDSM.
I bet you know about that, don't you?
He was married twice, and then at the age of 27, he married his third wife and had a daughter, Glenda Jean Ray, but she went by Jessie, and we will refer to her as Jessie along into the story. He left his family because he got bored, and then he decided he was going to go join the hippies, and then got this blonde pregnant when he was 30, and then...
Just
this blonde. We don't have a lot of information on her. The girl.
But it's very important that she
was
blonde. It was
very important.
It's just the biggest.
The girl. They were staying at a truck stop, and the girl told a truck driver there that she was pregnant, and that she lost her virginity to David, and that she was pregnant with his child. And then, you want to guess what just happens to her? She suddenly disappears, and all of her stuff.
Disappears.
Yeah, yep. No sign of her or the baby anywhere. And all of her friends was like, this is weird. But she was a hippie, so you know.
Oh, man.
They just leave.
we're
calling out hippies here.
We are. You are.
You're in love with me.
I'm not involved at all.
He then got bored with the hippies, and he went back to the family he left. And then he divorced his wife, and his wife took the children. I think no, his what now? All it told me was that he got a divorce again, and then married 2 more times. I don't know who got the kids or whatever. But then he moved to a small. He then moved to a small town, the small town of Elephant Bluff, where he spent the rest of his life. This was the best place to hide a dark secret. He was getting deeper and deeper, deeper into the bondage community, where he found contacts that fueled his habits, and he found websites, and he made friends in these communities who all shared the high interest in bondage and the same stuff he was into with, like, all of his torturing methods. Yeah. Dark web.
No, before, can't we just like talk about the sky
What
for a
about them?
second? Because that isn't that like kind of what podcasts do. They talk about it. They don't just read the
We can
stories.
talk about them.
Because that's what we did last time. We just kind of read the stories and they're like
Yeah, it was
talked
only 20.
about our opinions on
Oh, we'll
them.
get to my opinion on him later.
Well, you have more of an opinion because you already know
Right.
everything. But I don't. This is all I know about him. And he doesn't seem different from most killers so far.
Far, he's not
I don't know.
that bad.
So far. Like the beginning of their stories, this is
Yeah.
the most of it, pretty much, for a lot of them.
Yeah. It's not getting bad here.
It's like, is this is like the lowest, right? This is like the lowest point so far.
Just listen. He started
Okay.
kidnapping girls and torturing them for days so he could get off. Only way he could get off, right, was torturing these girls. Then when he was done with the girls,
That's great.
he didn't kill him. He sold him into slavery in
Yeah.
Mexico. Okay?
Oh, no, that's not what I expected.
Yep.
So he sold, so he didn't
No.
murder people, is what,
He
but he
killed.
did,
We
he
know he killed people, but he was never convicted of a murder.
okay, yeah, so like, so he sold them into slavery
Yep.
in Mexico. That's, all right. Continue.
And there was this lake where he would go fishing on, and there were these really big catfish that like stay at the bottom of the lake, and it was very mucky and like that nasty looking lake to where like you can't see anything in it, you know? Was that kind of lake.
Yeah.
And a couple of his friends told about how David told them he knew all of the best places to hide a body in the lake. I
I
bet he
bet he
did.
did.
He said he would he would need to cut open the bodies to release the gases, fill the body with rocks, and then wrap them in chicken wire. And after dumping them into the lake, the huge catfish would take care of the bodies.
Seems like a
It
lot of work,
does.
though.
Like you gotta,
It's got to be
yeah,
some
you gotta cut
easier
them
way.
open.
I mean, it's probably
Oh yeah, it's
effective.
definitely effective, but it just takes a lot longer than just like tying a sand thingy, a sand thing, a cinder block to the feet and throwing them off the boat and then letting the catfish eat it like that. Yeah, that's so much
Yeah.
easier.
But I guess
I
he
guess,
just
I
enjoyed
don't
doing
know.
it.
Man, you gotta love cutting open people and putting rocks in them.
I mean, you don't know what people, you don't know how
Right.
people feel
But
about
also
stuff.
wrapping them in chicken wire, that is pokey wire. Pokey wire.
Pokey wire. Pokey wire. I don't even know what chicken wire is.
It's a wire that keeps chicken in their coops. Pokey.
Oh,
Yeah.
that makes sense.
Oh. Okay, so onto his daughter Jessie. She loved her father a lot. She began to like bondage just like her father. But when she was 19, she witnessed her father torturing a prostitute. The woman was screaming for her life and ran out of the house naked.
Did you ever catch
Yeah.
her?
Well, the prostitute, yeah, because she was a prostitute. So, but Jessie went to the FBI and told them about what her dad did and like everything that her dad was doing, but the FBI could not link him to anything. And they even brought David in, and David admitted to all of the stuff he loved doing, like the torturing and the kidnapping, and that when he would be torturing people, the only way he could finish was by thinking about murdering them.
So he
Yep,
kind of
but
admitted
yeah,
it,
they
but they
still
still couldn't do anything.
connect them.
Like, what?
Nobody, no
But
crime.
he admitted to it. But he admitted to doing it.
Yeah, but
I don't understand.
How many of those killers who have been convicted for like 2 murders but admitted to like 15? You can't be convicted if there's no body.
So they can fully admit to murdering someone and like explain it in very detailed. But you can't arrest them if you can't find the evidence.
Because E.J. Holmes admitted to like killing over 300 people. But I think he was only convicted for like 15.
That's stupid. I don't like this. The justice system is flawed.
But there were all a bunch of
But there are a bunch
of like people who will like ride in and be like, "Oh yeah, I'm the Zodiac killer."
Well, I mean that's I guess.
But since the FBI wasn't able to link him to anything, this led to 13 more years of kidnapping. That was the last time Jessie would be compliant with the FBI. After this, she started to be okay with who her father was and embraced it.
Wait, hold on. So, she told the FBI on him, and he didn't, like, do anything to her?
He
was like, you know what? That's whatever, right. You know.
It's fine.
Who cares?
It's all in the past.
Things happen.
David kept no secrets from his daughter, and they were uncomfortably close. Better.
I bet it does.
She gave birth to a daughter, but she denied all of the rumors that the father was David, her own father. But we know. It was definitely Alabama. Now, on to why he was called the Toy Box Killer. This is where y'all need to brace yourselves, and that will be an even worse part. When you need to brace yourself. Just brace yourself. He bought a 22-foot long cargo trailer. I just scrolled all the way up to the top. My bad. He bought a 22-foot long cargo trailer. He hung a sign in there that said Satan's Home. Yep, I already have that in my Amazon cart. It's fine. And he called it the Toy Box. It was escape-proof, soundproof. It had a big deadlock. Over the years, it was estimated that he personally invested over $100,000 into it with a reinforced frame door, so like it kind of get like busted into. The walls were hung with unimaginable whores. Weights, pliers, clamps, whips.
Is anything really unimaginable if you can physically do it? I'm making a point here.
There was whips, scalpels, chains, drawings of figures of women, and various methods of torture. Medical cabinets filled with syringes and chemicals. There was a coffin. It was lined with ventilation holes and various rings to restrain his victims as he seed.
You see, that's very imaginable.
And the most horrifying was an actual grade gynecological chair modified to restrain victims and position the limbs as he saw fit. Positioned in the center of the toy box like a throne of pain, hooked up at the head of the midsection were electrodes that he could attach to a generator used to electrocute various parts of their bodies.
I mean, you said you... Is this stuff that you can't handle? Because it doesn't seem like... Because, like, if this is the worst...
He had a camera where he filmed all of this. But he was very careful to make sure that none of them could see, like, the victims' faces because he sold the tapes on the dark web.
So what year were these made? Because if the dark web was a thing,
I have
then it's
a
not that
story
long
from
ago.
1969. Nope, 1999. 1999.
So like 20 something
Yeah.
years ago, maybe.
He had the monitor's position so the victims would be forced to watch themselves as he inflicted unimaginable pain upon them. He would repeatedly rape
Repeatedly.
every one of their holes. Okay, shut
Every
up.
one of their holes. Does that include like the
Yes,
ear
Landon,
holes?
it does actually.
Oh. Okay.
Every hole. His viewers would
Their
pay
belly
top
button
dollars
hole.
for the most extreme footage. Again, some of the same ways he would never deviate from his time-tested methods. He had like these extreme methods that he would just go by, like every time. It was how he did it. His victims was abducted from the side of the road or a bar or by leading prostitutes into his Chevy RV, violently beating them, shackling them. He would then take them back to 513 Bass Drive, keep them captive, chained to a bed.
Oh,
Yeah.
so there's an
And
address.
a bed.
Is the house like anything like open to
I'm not
people
sure,
or
but I know
no?
there's a video of what the inside of the toy box looks like. I'll send you
Ooh.
it.
Oh, great.
He would be chained to a bag, inflicted unimaginable amounts of pain, and then days later they would be blindfolded and brought to the toy box. Yeah. They were being tortured before they were even brought to the toy box, where he would trap them
Man,
in there.
they get a little bit, they get a little taste
Yeah.
before they actually get there.
He would then trap them in the gynecological chair. I can't say that. Looking around, they would see the various tools of torture, syringes, and sex toys. They would see David Ray hovering over them like a vi
Wait,
what?
hold on. Where does
I
he
don't
get all this
know. I need to
stuff?
find that out.
'Cause if it's like off the dark deep web or
I mean,
something, then okay.
you can get
But
all of it
like
from
if
like a
he's
medical
buying
shop because there's
used.
like syringes and chemicals and all kinds of crap. And you can get all of it at
Yeah,
like a
'cause if he's
hardware
buying it.
store.
Because if he's buying all this stuff from like not like deep
You
web
know
stuff, like
what?
just
They could
regular
just think he's into
places.
like some really kinky stuff.
Yeah, they either just like think he's really kinky or they like should be
Don't know.
suspicious.
You can't judge people's kinks.
I will judge people's
You
kinks.
have a knee fetish. You can't say much.
That's no, that's not a
You
thing.
looked up knee porn.
It's a joke. You made
You
me.
look it up. David Way would be hovering over them
You
like a
wanted me
vicious
to.
predator. Then he would play a tape that he would play a tape for his victims that he recorded because he got tired of giving them the same instructions himself.
Back to the the fetish thing. You don't want me to judge people, but pedophiles have a fetish for
That is
children, so
not
I'm
at
just
all
saying.
the same thing.
What do you it
Oh my God, you're
kind of
going to trigger
is.
so many people. That's
It's bad.
illegal. Your kink cannot be
I know.
illegal.
That's not true. So what this guy is doing is
Yes,
illegal,
very
right?
much. It's rape.
Isn't it? But like the stuff he's doing to them, not just like the rape, but like all the stuff he's using.
We don't know.
Is that not a
No.
kink or no?
Well, it could be a kink. I mean, some
No?
people end up being chained up.
Yeah. Which I find very weird, but you
Okay.
know, whatever.
But I was able to find like the word dialogue for what's on the tape. Yes, it's
Are you
very
gonna read
long.
it?
Yeah, no.
Oh, that's great.
Okay.
I'm surprised you didn't
That's
make
what
a
we
joke
said. There
there,
you
but okay.
go.
Okay, here you go.
Okay, so this is the tape side one, part one. Hello there, bitch. Are you comfortable now? I doubt it.
Oh, wait, hold on.
We're not even
We're
such
going
a
strong right
commitment.
off the start. That was like, this is a bad guy, but that was amazing.
Hello, bitch. You comfortable? I doubt it. That's how I'm answering the phone from now on.
We should not
We
be
really
laughing
should.
about this stuff. But it's hard not to.
Wrists and ankle chains, gagged, probably blindfolded. You are disoriented and scared too, I would imagine. Perfectly normal under the circumstances. For a little while, at least you will need to get your shit together and listen to this tape. It is very relevant to your situation. I'm going to tell you in detail why you've been kidnapped, what's going to happen to you, and how long you'll be here. I don't have the details of your captor because this tape is being created July 23rd, 1993. So you have your time now.
Wow.
As a general advisor tape for the future female captives, the information I'm going to give you is based on my experience dealing with captives over a period of several years. If at a future date there's any major changes in our procedures, the tape will be upgraded. It's like a freaking phone.
Upgrades, wow. He's gonna upgrade them.
Now you are obviously here against your will, totally helpless, don't know where you're at, don't know what's going to happen to you, you're very scared or very pissed off.
Imagine not being scared, just being really mad.
Like, I was going to a concert today.
I was supposed to
get
my
to get
hair
my
done.
nails done.
How come people says I got my nails did? That just makes me so incorrect grammar.
I'm sure that you've already tried to get out of your wrist and your wrist and ankles loose, and no, you can't. Now you've just wait.
Someone actually does it. Imagine someone escapes and walks out of the room while they're watching it, but he comes back and they're just sitting there on the floor just watching it.
Why would you just sit there and
just like
watch it and not try and leave?
I don't know. I'm just saying. Like, imagine that happening.
I
Like,
don't
what do you think
know.
he'd do?
Probably put them back in the chair?
Honestly. Like, if I was him and someone did that, I'd
yeah,
honestly
I'd be
just
like,
let them
look,
go,
you
you
did
know?
it. You can leave.
Like, they. And, like, you even stayed and watched the video that I spent time on. You just get out of here.
Now you're just waiting to see what's going to happen next. You probably think you're going to get raped, and you. And you're effing sure right you about that.
At least this
yeah.
guy has some humor.
A primary interest is in what you've got between your legs. You'll be raped thoroughly and repeatedly in every hole you've got.
Thoroughly.
Because basically, you've been snatched and brought here for us to train and use as a sex slave.
So does his daughter do it with him?
Okay,
you
like us, as in like
this.
The sex trafficking ring, because remember the sold to Mexico?
Oh, yeah.
Sound kind of far out. Oh, sounds kind of far out. Well, I suppose it is, and suppose it is to the unintentionable. But we do it all about that. Wait, no, that's wrong one. We do it all the time. It's gonna take a lot of adjustment on your past, and you're not gonna like it an effing bit. But I don't give a big.
I like how you say the B word.
Okay, look, I'm allowed to say every cuss word except for the F word here. I don't know.
Why?
I mean, you'd have to ask my mom. Okay. But I don't give a big fat ass about that. It's not like you're gonna have any choice about the matter. Just be like, okay, which dildo do you want? You've been taken by force and you're going to be kept and used by force. That's all this what all this amounts to is that you're going to be kept naked and chained up like an animal. Sounds like a good time. To be used and abused anytime. No,
you
I'm good.
Wanted to do that to you?
To be used
okay.
Anytime we want to, in any way that we want to. You might as well. I lost my spot.
Are you good?
Hold on.
Oh my God.
I lost my spot.
We take.
Are you guys also texting?
Good job. We take short.
Elevator music.
Oh, I heard something buzzed.
No, oh my God,
Landon.
No, it was my phone. I don't
cannot
have
deny
one.
You have one.
To be used and abused anytime we want to, any way we want to. You might as well start getting used to it because you're going to be kept here and used until such time as we get around to effing around with, tired of effing around with you. And we will eventually, in a month or two, maybe say, it's no big deal. My lady friend and I have kept one or two females captive, available constantly too. So he probably is working with his father.
Yeah, okay.
Family fun. I mean, bonding.
Fun time.
Bondage. Bonding.
Take your dog.
Yeah. My lady friend and I have been keeping sex slaves for years. We both have kinky hang-ons involving rape, dungeon games, etc. We found that is extremely convenient to keep one or two females captive and available constantly to safety. Particular needs. We are very selective when we snatch a girl to use for to use for these purposes. And yes,
so
yes,
he
yes.
Has standards.
So, like, if you get kidnapped, you're special.
At least you can feel good about yourself.
I wish you would have put that in here. It goes without.
We can always time travel.
It goes without saying that you have a fine body and that you're probably young, maybe very young.
So he doesn't care about age?
For our purposes, we prefer to snatch girls in the early to mid teens. Sexually developed, but still small bodies, scared shitless, easy to handle, and easy to train.
Easy to train.
See, I didn't read this before, so like I'm reading this as long as you.
Are you just on a website right now?
Oh, by the way, the website is pacebin.com.
I really just wanted to make like a Raid Shadow Legends sponsor joke right now.
But I don't have a checking account set up yet. We can't get sponsors.
Oh, man. The horror.
Oh, it gets great. I read something I should not have read. They are usually easily trained. And they usually have tight little... No, I don't. I really don't. Tight little beep. I don't feel right saying it. Okay, tight little bleep and apples. They make perfect flames. Anytime that we want to go on a hunting trip, if we can't find a little teenager, we usually start hunting the gay bars. Oh! The gay bars.
The gay bars?
Not the gay bars.
Not the gay bars.
Excuse me, I am gay here. We cannot.
You're
oh
both
my God.
A teen and gay.
I'm his pet.
You'd be kind
except
of
I'm not little. look for a well-built big titty lesbian. My type? I thoroughly enjoy raping and screwing around with lesbians. There's not as much danger of them carrying a sexual transmitted disease. You're wrong there, buddy. And I don't like using condoms.
Hold on,
everybody thinks lesbians can't get STIs. Also, even though they're a little older, unless they've been playing with dildos a lot, they still have tight holes between their legs, like the younger girls. If we can't find a lesbian that we want, we snap anything that is young, clean, and well-built. We very slim them, come back empty. Hardly ever come back empty-handed, because there's plenty of bitches out here to choose from, and with little practice in deception, most of them is easy to get. With little risk, at this point, it makes little difference with the category you fall into. You are here, and we're gonna make it the most of it. Video drink, hold on.
I really need to use the bathroom right now.
You almost made me spit my water onto my laptop. Hey, if we can do this all in one take, I don't have to edit tonight, and I'll be very happy. So, cross your legs.
Yeah. I'm just not going to use the bathroom.
You're going to be kept in a hidden slave room. Ooh, fun. It is relatively soundproof, escape-proof, and is completely stocked with devices and equipment to satisfy our sexual fetishes and deviances. There may or may not be another girl in the room. Oh my God, you can make a friend. Sorry. It's like the mental hospital.
That's, man, like, this may be really
you can
bad,
make
but
a friend.
You can make a friend. It's okay. It just makes up for everything that's going to happen to you. That one.
Occasionally for varieties, we like to keep two slaves at the same time. In either case, as the new girl, you'll definitely be getting the most attention for a while.
They're getting
special treatment.
The other one.
As I said earlier, you're going to be kept like an animal. I guess I'll be doing this too. I'll be doing this too long. I've been raping bitches ever since I was old enough to jerk off and tie little girls' hands behind their back. As far as I'm concerned, you're a pretty piece of meat to be used and exploited. I don't give a flying F about your mind or how you feel about the situation. You may be married, you may have a kid or two, boyfriend, girlfriend, a job, car payment, F it. I don't give a rat's ass about any of that.
Not anymore.
Also, he said they had
That's
to
all
be.
Gone.
They said
He'll
they
never
had to
see
be
that
tight,
again.
So, like, you can't have kids.
That's true. Well, I mean, at some point, he'll have to. Like,
Gotcha.
If he can't find what he wants. It's kind of like shopping,
he
you
can't
know?
Find the size you want, go on. Oh
We're
my
such
God.
Bad people. But okay, so like after we tell the story, should we like talk about?
Oh yeah, talk about
what
how
we think about
they're
them?
Extremely horrible people. And this dude's dead.
Yes,
so it's
okay.
Fine.
Continue. Oh, it's okay.
It's something. Sorry, it's something you're going to have to deal with after you're turned loose. And I make it a point to never to like a slave, and I'm effing sure I don't get any respect from you. Here's your situation. Your situation is more than that of any of the dogs or any of the animals out in the barn. Your only value to us is the fact is your attractive, unusable body. And like the rest of our animals, you will be fed and watered, kept in good physical condition, and kept respectively clean and allowed to use the toilet when necessary. In return, you're going to be used hard, especially during your first few days while you're new and fresh. You're going to be kept chained in various different positions, usually with your hands and knees forced wide apart. Whew, this is a lot.
No, next time we should probably shorten it.
Nope, this is the full experience. This is what I stay for podcasts for.
We're like,
if somebody doesn't want to listen to all of this, they just sign off. It's fine.
Also, we can like do facts. We can do like random facts about it.
This
too.
Is a great way to start the next paragraph. Oh my God, we got a while, bro. We got probably about another 30 minutes. Cross your legs tight.
Oh, thank God. I'm about to take you to the bathroom with me.
Okay. Tape one side two can part two. Yep. Your pussy and asshole is gonna be getting a real workout. I'm truly an asshole. Because I'm into animal sex.
Wait.
Oh, it gets better. Also, both of those holes are going to be getting subjected to a lot of use with some rather large dildos, among other things. And it goes without saying that there's going to be a lot of oral sex. And no more.
How long is the instruction video? You're just sitting there this long. They probably fall asleep doing it.
And numerous occasions,
no,
you're going to be forced to suck cock and eat pussy until your jaws ache and your tongue is sore. You may not like it, but you're effing sure gonna do it. And that's the easy part. Our fetishes and hang-ons include strangling, bondage, dungeon games, a little sadism. Nothing serious, but nothing serious. But
nothing serious. Nothing.
But uncomfortable and sometimes painful. Sounds like a good night to me. Just a few little hang-on that we like to use when we're getting off on a bitch. If you're a young teeny booper, I don't know, and arrogant about fetishes, you're about to get an enlightening crash course in sex.
Why, what if someone they kidnap likes this?
I'd be like, yes, like there's daddy.
Like one person out there. Like, will they enjoy it as much if
I don't think they really care as long as you got holes. Oh, God.
As long as you
it
have.
It happens holes, occasionally that if we want to take time and trouble, even under these conditions, most bitches can be brought to orgasm. Now we've already told you that you're gonna be here a month or two, or maybe three. If you keep us turned on, if it's up to my lady, we'd keep you indefinitely. She says it's just as much fun and less risky, but personally, I like variety and fresh pussy and now and then to play with. We take 4 or 5 different girls each year, depending on our urges and sometimes occasionally encounters. Basically, I guess we are like predators and we're always looking. Occasionally, some sweet little thing will be broke down on the side of the road, walking, bicycling, jogging. Any time an opportunity like that presents itself and it's not risky, we'll grab her. I don't know if I would read all of this. Oh my God, there's even more.
I
don't
want you to read all of it either.
Oh my God, I just went all the way down. The way they end off the tape is, have a nice day.
Okay, what? So like, want to know what I've realized? It's more fun reading cases that have not been solved than reading cases that already know about. So we should probably do that more.
Okay, but I don't want to read all of this.
We're great at this.
So I'm going to just sum up what the rest of it is. It's just him telling them what he's going to do to them.
Okay.
I saw something about smoke. Talking about how they're going to be getting sold into sex therapy. Nope. Slavery. Yep. There we go. And there's the second side of the tape.
So.
Oh, and then they're talking about removing a gad and calling him master. Been there. And then. Yeah. The last sentence says.
That's a great thing.
Be smart and be a survivor. Don't ever scream. Don't talk without permission. Be very quiet. And by all means, show proper respect. Have a nice day.
Show respect. Because we kidnapped you.
Yep.
So you are going to show us respect.
But yeah, I will put the link to this if you want to go read all of it. I will put the link. I'm not talking to you.
I don't recommend
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
I don't
recommend I also it. Have one more thing. Okay. I have this little short story about it too. It says, on March 12, 1960, no, 1999, 22-year-old Catherine Virgil Hamu is running down a dirt road covered in blood, wearing nothing but a choker covered to her neck. Lots of drugs in her system to make her compliant. She didn't know how long it has been since she was kidnapped. She ran into a trailer in the woods that was safe. The cops came, took her to safety, and then arrested the man named David Parker Gray, which would then uncover the horrors of the path of his past. So basically, this girl led to him being captured.
Okay. So I guess this is where we talk about what we think about the two stories. So since you read mine first, I guess we'll talk about that one. So
I've always loved the story of the goat man. One?
Yeah. We did last year.
I did the
we had to write scary stories.
Yeah, I didn't do Goat Man. I forget the name of what I did. Skinwalker Ranch.
I did the Goat Man's Bridge.
I think I got
it. I don't know if I got a good grade on it. I don't think I did.
But
I don't know what I got.
Yeah.
That's important. But yeah, I think the story is pretty cool. Not really. I feel like
cults are fun.
Cults are probably involved. No, but okay. But yeah, I like the story.
Yeah.
That was
sorry about being such a long episode. Mine was very thorough all this time. And there was a lot to cover. Yeah.
I mean, podcasts are usually this long.
So what do you think of mine?
Oh boy. Where do I start?
Wasn't it great? Isn't he your new favorite best friend?
It was amazing. Oh my god, wow.
Okay.
Sure. Let's go with that.
Yeah.
But like, very messed up.
Yeah.
It's a good thing.
Because this time there was actually a body.
Oh wow. When did he die?
He's dead.
Or is he alive?
David Parker Gray. Hold on, I'm looking at him.
What about his daughter?
He died May 28th, 2002. I'm looking it up.
Okay, what about his daughter?
It looks like she's still alive.
Awkward silence.
Yeah. Okay,
that's great.
There's Does not much on like, her. I can't find
so
anything
was she
really.
Not arrested or anything.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't tell me much about her.
Because, like. Okay, whatever.
Oh my god, it was a lot for me to handle.
What did you think about it?
Like, I didn't put everything in it because,
I mean,
like, I read, like, exactly what he did to them. Like, so I went through all of the graphic details. But,
That's okay. Well, I can assume what he did, but, like,
if you want to know, I'll tell you later.
Exactly.
Okay. But, the topics we covered could have brought up a lot of triggers in people's lives, I'm just going. Yeah, don't sue us. But I'm
Do not
going
sue
to
us.
say the
Do not sue us,
suicide
please.
hotline, the child
We
abuse
did.
hotline, and the sexual assault hotline. The suicide, huh?
I only know.
Yeah. The suicide hotline is
I only know the suicide one.
1-800-273-8255. Domestic abuse hotline is 1-800-799-7233. Sexual assault hotline is 656-4673. And then the runaway safe line is 1-800-786-2929. I'm just saying those because we covered a lot of topics that could be triggering for some people, and I want you guys to get the help you need. Because I've been through what you're going through, most likely, and I know what it feels like. You're not alone. Yeah, I know. But it's
Kind of
something I
person.
needed to do. I feel awful now. I feel better now.
Okay, good. I do feel
But
better.
this has been the second episode.
All right.
I am so
Aren't you
happy.
so happy that you're not gonna have to edit this one?
It's amazing.
It's just
This has been the second episode of Ghost Killers
so.
Courts.
I'm so,
Yup.
I'm so, what a
See,
funny pun.
I was doing that so
Don't
you
forget
could
that
finish
part.
it.
I'm so
And you
sorry that you listened to us. Okay, I
Well,
didn't
you did
know.
it, so.
I didn't know, but you just stopped, so I kind of
I'm Spencer.
did something useful. I'm dead inside.
Aren't we all?
Recording's over.
Bye-bye.